You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. In a moment, the subliminal messages from the presidential campaign. What do, that's right, fonts say about presidential politics? A comparison in just a moment. But first, explicit messages. Hey, John McCain suspends his campaign, wants to delay Friday night's debate so he can focus on fixing the economy. Is he holding the debates hostage in some sense? Is it a cynical stunt or the right choice for the country? That's the question for you guys.
Hi, this is Christine from Brooklyn. I strongly feel that if Barack Obama pulled out of the debate, they would be crucifying him. They would just be saying, oh, look at this, he's not ready, he's running scared, blah, 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 blah. I know that the financial crisis is very important, but we do really need to hear them.
Who do you want to crucify? Tell us what you think at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. The McCain tactic, suspending the campaign, pulling out of the debate. What do you think? So, look at the campaigns. There are many different ways of comparing them. But if you actually look at the campaign signs, you'll notice, and with the kinds of money they're spending in this political year, they can afford to do all kinds of designs and all kinds of very well thought out campaigns. And there are two very different fonts being used by the campaign. McCain uses Optima. You can find it on your computer. If you go into Microsoft Word or any other Word program, you'll be able to find Optima. And Obama uses Gotham. Well, what do typefaces mean? How important are they? What kind of information do they convey? We couldn't do any better. I mean, the perfect person to talk about this is here. Emily Oberman, a partner and co-founder of the fantastic design studio number 17, is here. In the studio, coming from Brooklyn this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. Happy to be here.
Now, you know, from a design perspective, what does Optima say? That's the McCain font. And what's its history?
Well, Optima was designed by someone named Herman Zapf. It was designed in 1958. And it's actually based on an old-fashioned kind of font. It's sort of designed to originally look like it was carved. But the thing about Optima is that it's sort of both a serif and a sans serif, like, so it has thicks and thins, mm-hmm. like a serif,
right,
and no little feet like a sans serif. So it sort of tries to do two things at once. It's a very neither here nor there. It's not quite one font or one typeface or another. Well, it is one typeface, but neither serif nor sans serif.
So from a design perspective, it maybe is a little bit wishy-washy. What about Gotham?
Exactly the words I would use.
Which is the Obama
font. Gotham is a font that was designed very recently by Tobias Frere Jones of Heffler and Frere Jones.
We had him on, actually. His voice was right at the top of the show, actually, talking about fonts for all time. But anyway, go ahead.
He's amazing and brilliant. They both are. And Gotham is actually designed based on sort of the vernacular of signage around the city. And starting in like the 1930s, signs were made cast in steel or bronze or painted on the sides of buildings, made more by draftsmen or regular people than by a designer per se. And Tobias became sort of obsessed with them and began to catalog them, starting with a version of it that he saw in the Port Authority.
But who was his client for Gotham when he
actually
made it?
It was designed originally for GQ.
GQ. Okay.
And then after a certain amount of time, GQ owned it for a certain period of mm-hmm. time, and then after
right.
that, it becomes sort of open to the rest of the world when their license on it runs out.
Right. Well, let me step back for a second. I mean, when I choose a font, okay, I don't know if I'm like, I certainly am not like a designer, but I may be like a lot of people.
You're not?
Well, if I choose a font, it's kind of random. I sort of look and I go, oh, this works for me. This doesn't. This is kind of silly. This isn't quite right. I don't know the story behind it, and I certainly wouldn't know if it had anything to do with GQ or not. I'm wondering if the campaigns or the people responsible for these fonts probably thought this through in terms of the whole message, or if it is kind of random.
I don't think it's random at all. I think
really?
It's... certainly with the Obama campaign, they had designers who were hired and...
Really?
Yes, I have their names right here. Hold on.
Well, they can afford to hire designers.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure
the
McCain campaign has designers also, because the thing about Optima is that Optima is actually also the same typeface that's used on the Vietnam War Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
So all the names that are carved into the Vietnam War Memorial are also in Optima. And I originally thought it might be a coincidence, but I've come to think it just can't. It can't be.
Right.
What kind of message do you think is inherent in the design of the font itself? So when I'm looking at an Obama sign and I'm looking at Gotham font, what kind of message are they sending me?
Well, to me, Gotham says very, because it's a familiar looking font, because it's designed based on a very American kind of signage that has been in this country since 1930s, it's something that you see and you immediately feel comfortable with. You immediately feel like you've seen it before, you know it well, but it's also really strong, really clean. It's very wide. It's
so is Gotham font the same font that you'd see on a no left turn sign, for instance?
No. On a no left turn sign, you would see Highway Gothic, which is designed to be read on the highways. It has a different style to it.
But so it's more a sign for like a billboard or a sign for a
big message. It's a sign that would say like market.
I see.
Or like from the 30s originally. The typeface originated in the 30s. And so it's all signs for, you know, sort of very everyday things. And it's also, it has more of the quality of being drawn by a draftsman rather than a designer. Although when Tobias took it on, he turned it into something very lovely. Right. With total design qualities, but it feels very open and very strong at the same time.
All right, so before we go, if the only information you had about Barack Obama and John McCain was the font, how would you handicap this election?
I would have to go Obama. John McCain's font is very, as you said, wishy-washy. It's also a font that in college we were taught as designers to never use. It's just not a beautiful font. It just hasn't translated well over the years. And the style of it is just, it doesn't really take a firm stand. It's very centrist. It's very noncommittal. Whereas Obama's font is very, here I am,
strong,
this is who I am.
Yeah. We should note that the constituency of designers has never been decisive in any political campaign that I'm aware of.
But it's all
information. That's right. Emily Oberman, thank you so much for joining us. Emily Oberman is partner and co-founder of the design studio Number 17. We're talking about the fonts of the Obama campaign. It's Optima for McCain and Gotham for Obama. Go to our website. You can take a look, or you can find it in your own word processor. Now, headlines in bold typeface.
Arial 14 font.
All right. Thank you.
Is that okay?
For me, okay.
All right. Good morning to you all. 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.